radio, repeater, system.
Thank you for visiting the Long Island Mobile Amateur Radio Club repeater system, code number 9126 on the New England reflector.
Link clear.
Auto connecting.
Node number 9126.
Welcome to the Long Island Mobile Amateur Radio Club repeater system, node number 9126 on the New England reflector.
Link active.
It's either the communion. whatever you say. Good morning, all. Morning,
yep.
Dr. Tooth. Good morning, Richie. Good morning, Kramer. Whatever he's getting at the church. Even if your wife gets it confused, you should know which is which.
We went to that church schooling thing, so I guess it's, yeah, it's the communion. So that's what he's getting.
He's becoming a communist?
He's joining a commune.
Hey, Richie, am I the only one who's getting the bleed through from the other repeater? I heard something just now. I don't know what the heck that was. It's another repeater coming through. I heard it loud and clear a couple of minutes ago. I tried to turn my squelch up to get it out. Is it on the same frequency, or is it something else? It was clear enough that I'll bet it's on the same frequency. The repeater actually ID'd. I didn't catch the whole call letter, so I'm not certain where it is. We could have some quack quack ducting going on.
Would be very exciting. Hey, did Stevie show you the Corvette?
Yes, he did.
He likes that little car. I really didn't even have a chance to walk around yesterday at that show. I gave a quick scan around. I really didn't see too much that excited me.
I was so excited about the Amfest that I forgot to go. It actually broke down, Gary, and I went. And it was okay.
I think that show should have a lot more sound. I don't know, that show had room. I'm surprised it didn't have more sellers. I don't know, I didn't really see a huge amount of stuff.
How could you see anything? You were busy. You said you didn't even get to walk around. So how would you even know what was there?
I made one pass up one side and back down the other. And I really didn't see, a lot of stuff. And that guy across from me was driving me nuts with his stupid siren. So finally I gave him the siren treatment back with a little tweak of the train horn. And then he stopped.
So, Rich, since you were there, was it the usual clean out your basement type of ham fest, or was it actually some decent stuff? Nah, it was clean out your basement.
So I felt, too.
Well, Kramer, that's what you were doing.
No, I had a lot of stuff, but it was clean out the basement. My stuff was new in boxes, though, most of it. And I did a huge amount of selling. Like I said, I couldn't even break away. It just surprised me what people bought. Like, I had so many antennas, and the people come and say, I'm building a 2-meter antenna for the car. Oh, okay, I have one right here, brand new in the box. No, I just want these steel whips over here. You know, the whips that fell out of boxes or whatever they were for. You know, people bought all the steel whips, people bought a lot of those fire stick things. They were measuring the heights and figuring out what they could make out of it. Hey, I guess it's good to see that people still technically get into doing stuff like that. And they took a lot of my antenna mounting stuff, you know, and that was it. But a lot of stuff went.
We're all so happy for you, Kramer. We could just... plots. And CBN Mobile, by the way.
Oh, wah.
So, Plotsmobile, where on the trek are you? I just passed 27 on the northern state.
I'm way back, way back. Got a late start. Thursday night was a very crazy night. And I got to go digging through the truck I was using Thursday night because my cooler flipped over and a lot of stuff is missing from my cooler, and I got to hope that it's still in that truck.
What did you lose from the cooler? Like utensils and like ice packs?
Oh, like my TWIC and SWAC cards, all my certifications, my electronic cigar, my eyeglasses, my sunglasses, my triple cigar case. Yeah, it was a major explosion of the cooler.
That's really bad. That's some serious stuff you lost. Although those cards are, you can call up those places and get the cards replaced. But the, that's not good.
It's all because my partner wouldn't put my cooler in the basket of the cart. He put it on top of the other stuff, and when we stopped short or whatever it was, the cooler just took off.
Oh, you're going to go after him today when you get in.
I don't know what I'm going to do. I just need to locate all that stuff and get it back in my cooler, that's all.
Hopefully your glasses didn't get scratched.
Well, they were in a case, and I already know that those in my triple cigar case were located, because when I spoke to the guy on Friday, he says, yeah, I found him. He says, I put him behind the seat of the truck. But he didn't tell me about the other stuff, so that means that the other stuff is obviously still scattered about inside his truck. So his truck is going to be getting emptied out when I get to work this morning.
Oh, you didn't use the truck that you normally use?
No, my little Ford Transit was buried on Friday night, so I used this other guy's Transit. So he's got all of his stuff in there and all of the materials and stuff. So it was also pretty packed up. And that's why I wasn't used to putting my cooler where I normally put it and blah, blah, blah. So it was a crazy, crazy night, you know, with the Rangers and all that going on.
Crazy.
Okay, so in that case, you're not going to be just hanging around the yard until it's time to leave. You're going to be working from moment one.
Yeah, more or less. Yes, Kramer?
Hey, did you know that the CDL, like, had a heart attack last week or the week before?
Yeah, he's got a stent, just like my cousin Vinny.
I didn't get into the extent of, you know, what had a repair. Okay, so that's not too bad. But, yeah, I didn't know that.
Yeah, well, what can I tell you? Karma is a bitch.
Yes, it is.
This is the result of all those years of Twinkies, Devil Dogs, and chocolate sprinkles on Carvel.
Okay, if that's what you want to believe.
I like chocolate sprinkles on Carvel, and I like Devil Dogs at certain times.
Give you an idea how far I am behind you, Gary. I just got out of the four-laner. Enter BPN.
You really got a late start. I'm coming up to the clear view already.
So have you guys been going nuts, taking care of your property, getting everything all spruced up for the summer?
I wouldn't call it going nuts. I am doing a little bit here, a little bit there. Richie's doing a lot more than I am, I'm sure.
Gary just writes a check to the gardener. What's to spruce up? I cut the grass, I edge the lawn, that's it. What kind of sprucing? You know, I threw a couple of flowers.
flowers in. You know, there's no sprucing, Kramer. I don't know. You know, we all don't live on the 100-acre farm like you do. You know, with the goats and the chickens and the all that other nonsense and the Olympic-sized pool. You know, we all have modest houses.
Yeah, now we, just a lot of stupid stuff. You know, we have, like in the front of my house, I have that little, I don't know what you'd call it, like a retaining wall that's not retaining anything because there's no dirt behind it. It's just kind of like a foot and a half high and there's plants behind it. So we dug them out and we put in 3 yards. I put 3 yards of dirt in my truck and then we filled it so it's higher. And then we put all the plants in there and then you got to, you know, whatever plants or, you know, perennials or annuals, whatever you want to pick up and plant around the place, it takes time. And then you got to get the mulch and put all the mulch around and everything else. So it does take time. There's a lot of stupid stuff to do. Drives me nuts.
I missed the ID. Did you catch it, Gary? No, I did not. I got my squelch turned up to the point where I didn't hear it. I think it said it was a WA1, so that'd be about right. It's about beginning of June, about the time we start getting ducting and all that.
Maybe something like that. I'll be flipping to the 850 in a second. Maybe I'll hear it better from where I am. All right. I just got to run into the shop for a minute and pick up checks and whatnot. And I'll be right back on.
So, Gary, Skeevy stopped by the house yesterday after we left the ham fest, and he helped me fold up the winter cover for the boat whilst my wife was going nuts because my daughter had her dance recital, the final performance, and of course my wife decided that she needed to go do something, you know, an hour before my daughter needed to leave, and that ran late, so my wife comes back and she's all crazy, yelling, screaming, and, you know, flustered because she's got to get my daughter over to the dance recital, and Stevie's just sitting there, like, you know, looking at me. I'm just like, yeah, this is pretty typical. Now, yesterday I had a graduation party to attend. Went up into the Bronx. Was nice. One of my nicer students. Oh, fraternizing with the seniors now, are you? I fraternize in a proper way with the students of all classes. Yes, you make personal visits to their home for graduation parties. Okay. Very good, very good. Yeah, so anyway, got the cover off the boat, got it all unwrapped, dusted off, and fired right up. So she's ready to go. She's ready to hit the water and provide hours of entertaining joy. The party was not at her home. It was at a catering hall. It was a fairly decent-sized event, and I wasn't the only faculty. And more important than that, have you gotten the ramp permit already? Ramp permit I picked up on Friday. So I went down. It turns out my leisure pass is good for another year. I didn't realize that, so didn't have to renew my leisure pass. Shows you how often I take that thing out. And, got renewed the registration on the boat trailer. So that should be here today. If not, I've got the paper temporary that you can print out on DMV. And, what else? That's it. Ready to rock and roll. Ready to, get out there and do some stuff with some things. And some people. Well, as long as the boat ramp that you use is not the same as the one, I think it was Kramer who put a boat in the water and then when he pick it up, that he caught on the rear axle and pulled the rear axle off?
Yeah, well, let's not go there because, you know, that's just one of those Kramer things. You know what I'm saying? It's just a Kramer thing.
I still want to know, what was that steel bar doing there?
Because we never really got a definitive answer, we can only assume that it was possibly a steel I-beam or something from maybe a walkway or something that might have been down the middle of the ramp, much like they have at Wantagh Park. They have, it's a very wide ramp. I think the ramp is probably close to 100 feet wide, and then down the center of the ramp, they have a floating dock, so that that separates the incoming from the outgoing vessels. So maybe there was something like that, and maybe that's what he caught it on. Or maybe somebody dumped, you know, an old car or something down that ramp many, many years ago, and, you know, everybody knows not to put their boat in that particular spot except for Kramer. And he hooked it and whatever. But whatever it is, it is. So, no, the ramp at Wantagh Park, the ramp at Crabtree, all the ramps I use are nice and clean.
So when you go out, do you just tool around the bay or the ocean itself, or do you actually do some traveling with the boat?
Generally, just go tooling around. It's like, you know, taking the motorcycle out for a ride or a little sports car or whatever. Boat is way too small to take out into the ocean unless it was a perfectly flat day, and those are rare and few and far between. And if I'm going to do any serious traveling of any great distances, I'm just going to keep the boat on the trailer and drive to a ramp closer to where I want to be. Like if I want to go out to the East End, North Fork, we go out to Matatuck, go out to South Hold, you know, those areas, and then launch from there. And then you got the whole inside of Gardner's Bay and Shelter Island and all that stuff to just go tooling around. And this is fun.
I thought I heard the not quite normal one.
This is Cape 3 in QN Mobile on the viaduct.
Adopt. Why not a chicken?
Not a goose. So, honey, how come you didn't help me? How come you didn't ask to help me? How come you didn't know to ask to help me?
What can I say? I did stick my head in there and got told that I needed to take my daughter to the recital. So I went, yeah, all right, just tell her to come out here into the driveway when she's ready to leave. And that one also wasn't the response that was required of me. But, oh well, we got over it, got past it, moved on.
Ah, yes, the joys of married life.
Who's your friend Pins?
Who?
You say Pins? You and your friend Pins? I don't have the text in front of me.
Oh, Tina. She's a friend of mine that I know for, I don't know, a couple of years. We've been on and off. She's very nice. Her son is a deceased Marine, so there's that scene behind it. But she's very nice, and she needed a ride, so we had a nice ride. She loved the car and all that. Call ran good. I got a good burn, too. So, you know, bright sunny day yesterday, of course, and I played golf on Saturday, so I got some colors.
What the heck is going on over here? We're all, like, dead stop by the Jose Cuervo. In that case, that thing, whatever it was, backed up, because that, that just started right by the clear view when I was there. I thought it was going to be a temporary slowdown. I popped up the clear view to the expressway.
I think I'm doing the same thing, because I don't know what this is. This is major, major jammage.
I'm crawling through the Grand Central interchange right now. I got nothing but a wall of solid wall of cars ahead of me and more merging on, but at least I'm crawling.
Did you hear from Kramer at all? Did you get a report on how he did?
He may or may not be back on. He said he did very well, which for Kramer might mean that he made $2.
I am back on.
How'd you make out?
Got all my money back. And I still have a huge amount of stuff. At least all my money back. So, I'm happy. And that was good.
Very good. I think that with that setup that you have, you need to be at an outside gig like yesterday. I don't know how well you do on the inside, but an outside gig is perfect for you. You know, pool or pond, pond's good for you.
I love that trailer. That trailer is great. I was happy with that. But I made enough to pay for the stuff and the trailer. Put it that way.
About 50 whole dollars?
I would say closer to 3,000.
Are you going to pay income tax on all that money? Are you listening, my IRS friends?
Oh, because I had to pay for this stuff. So, it is what it is.
And we're going around 20 miles an hour. It's slow, but we're moving. I'm in the left lane, so there's no choice of going on to the Gaga, but as I pass it, I'll tell you which one's better.
Where are you, Skeevy?
I'm in the so great, Nick. Just passing Miracle Mile Harley. So, about to cross the Queens line. Looks like it's going to be another beautiful day today. Good day for banging in, but I have a court date tomorrow, so I can't probably bang in tomorrow. I don't know yet. I don't think it's going to be that long there. I want to register the boat trailer, too, so I might do that while I'm in the vicinity. You know, the court's not too far for a motor vehicle.
Boat trailer online like I do. Four clicks, a little bit of typing, and it's done.
I should do that. I did that for the other trailer, you know, the utility trailer. So, I should do that. Alright, I'll do that today then.
Yeah, and then you can print out the temporary so that it's legit to drive and take and use and whatnot. And then
when it comes in the mail, you just put the little sticker on the plate. It'll be in the mail in a couple of days. You know, why unnecessarily go running around? You don't have to. Depending upon how things go today, maybe I'll even go and get the bottom wet. Maybe I'll go get my bottom wet today.
How much does the leisure pass cost them?
It's running about the same as the main line, but there's a nice reflection off of a glass building as you turn the corner here.
Yeah, the glare report.
I'm not sure if the leisure pass is 50 or more. Like I said, mine's not up till next year.
Holy smokes. You know, when I lived in the town of Hempstead, it was like $10 for the season. Wow.
Yeah, well, you know, they got to soak you every way they can. The ramp permit is $50.
My ramp permit is $65 for the season. And I think they get 17 or 19 to go out for the day. When I first moved to Roslyn and used the ramp, it was $6 to use and $30 for the year. I guess it's all relative and usually someone else's.
Well, listen, you know, it's a balancing act. It's all a balancing act. They cut fees here or cut budget money there, and they have to recover it by, you know, increasing fees on other things. So it's just ridiculous. Hey, Rick, got sunglasses on? You're going to need them from the glare. Oh, my sunglasses are at work, remember?
Where's the sunglasses at night?
Well, when you're right around Woodhaven Boulevard, don't look to the right, that's for certain. I know all about the glare and the glare report. As a matter of fact, I'll pull the phone out and see if I can get a picture of the glare report for today.
So what did you think of the car there, mister?
Like it. I want to go cruising the beach one day with you, you know, so we can look like a couple of creepy old men looking to pick up little girls.
Oh, so we could get married?
We could take the car on the ferry over to Cherry Grove and, you know, sit in the car together.
Do we? Yeah, with the T-tops, it's off, it's much cooler. Yesterday was a weird day because it was cold in the morning. And you saw everybody was, unfortunately, removing their apparel.
Yeah, well, at least there was a good breeze, so we didn't need the vapor rub under our nostrils. And QPP in Mobile.
KP2N. Garish, how was, what did you do? Did you play any golf? Did you work in the yard? What did you do?
I went up to the Bronx to a graduation party for one of my students.
Oh, okay. Very nice.
One of the nicer students.
Oh, you actually like this one?
Student have ovaries? Yes, the student has ovaries. And yes, I did like this one. And I was not the only one there. It was a very large, nice party. And good time was had.
And we all know what good did.
A Tito Puente band was playing in the background. There was music, but I didn't pay much attention to what it was. It was coming off the computer. Salsa. Student was Italian.
Oh. Oh, ciao, baby.
Hello, La Brigarock. One of the first people she introduced me referring to was her father, the former cop.
Smart girl.
Better than being introduced as this is my father, the former mobster.
My former.
Well, I knew her father as a retired PD a long time ago. And besides, I wasn't alone. The invite included the missus.
Chubby deflation.
Stuff the ripcord back into those parachute pants.
Just see you, Gary. Beads of sweat precipitously falling from your brow. Don't say anything. Don't say anything.
Yeah. That's where your minds always are.
These will be demented.
With that comment, I'm going to go into the tunnel, so I will sit the two of Bond farewell until later in the week. And do Zeddy be clear.
Only just getting up to College Point Boulevard now. This sucks. This real. Take care, Submariner. Skeevy, over to you. And TPN Mobile.
7-3 Garish. Of course, he had to throw a snipe in there, or he wouldn't be Gary. But that's why we love you. Have a good one. Kramer, where are you, man? Chime in there. Well, you must be bleary-eyed still from yesterday.
So here.
Are you counting all your money still?
Considering you got paid in pennies and in ones, probably.
So, said, just came home yesterday and did a lot of housework, yard work, and a pain in the butt.
How late did you stay there till?
And there were people still going through this stuff. Come on, the thing ain't over. One, they were saying. But I had stuff to do at home anyway, and it thinned out, you know?
Because I heard Andy coming back at like 5:30, 6 o'clock. I thought that was kind of weird.
Yeah, it was still going on. I didn't see signs of it closed. Really thinned out. I mean, people don't go to it at 12 o'clock. It must have been the stragglers still moping back and forth, and, you know, they're done buying. They're just looking again.
You get those malingerers looking for the end of Hamfest deal, like you got stuck. Are you going to load up all this stuff in the trailer, or are you going to sell some to me in one of those deals? Okay. I didn't play with the antennas. I ended up taking a ride. Maybe I'll try playing during the week. Naturally, I got other stuff to do to the vehicle, but as I told you, I'm supposed to take it this coming Saturday over to my friend's shop for that work, and then I'll feel a little better about driving around. It needs those touch-ups. They annoy me.
Just buy a paint marker and, you know, do the touch-up yourself with a little white paint marker.
Yeah, but all those chips are on the rubber pieces, and it, you know, it doesn't adhere that well.
Understood, but if you just want to do a little touch-up till you get the work done at the shop.
That's only a few days. I'm not driving the car till the weekend anyway, so. Fun. It's running good. Running good. I've had multiple butts in the seat now, including yours, Rich. And I went, as I indicated, out to Sayville with the car yesterday, so I don't know if that's further than Port Chef, but, you know, confidence is building. I'm not as sheepish. And, like I said, it's running well.
Good. The only way that you're going to shake all the cobwebs out is just to use it, man. It's got to be driven. Got to be driven every day, otherwise it gives you problems, you know, or every couple of days. Got to get driven. Same thing like with the boat. When the boat sits and sits and sits and sits,
That's when you have problems. I mentioned it before I primed up the carbs that I pumped out about a quart and a half of fuel from the tank to make sure that if there was anything that settled down to the bottom of the tank, I got it out before I pumped it into the engine, and she started right up. Maybe, I don't know, 5 or 6 rotations of the crankshaft with the choke on, and she lit right off.
Oh, that's good. There's not that much boat there to clean. That doesn't take that long much, but on the other hand, that's an ordeal. Just gotta, I do it basically in sections, so I'll work on that during the week. I think it's supposed to rain on Wednesday.
While it was sitting there running and making a nice cloud of smoke and annoying noise from my next door neighbor, I got out the random orbit polisher and I waxed it, you know, cleaned and polished the whole topside, and proceeded to make a big puddle of mud on the ground underneath it.
And what are you going to do, Kramer? Is you going to tough it out for the summer with that thing, or are you going to dump a new pack in it?
Today. And me too, I'm sure of that.
that JC?
That's me.
What's up, dude? Long time no hear.
What's going on? How's everything? I've been listening in for a little bit.
I know you were having some trouble with the radio. I guess you get that squared away, but how's everything over there?
I actually wasn't having trouble with the radio. I just made a friend, somehow, that I didn't want.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
So let's see what happens. On the 70-centimeter side of this, of one of the repeaters of this club, does it still do IRLP?
I believe so. Actually, the Eastern Connect on 2 meters does it.
I thought it was like an unwritten policy not to do that on the 2 meter on the Eastern Connect.
Is that policy is subject to change, and I'm probably in my noisy zone. Thanks for keeping in.
All right, I'll see what happens. I'll look up the new list and see if I can go anywhere on it. So who went to the ham fest yesterday?
Sorry, I'm trying to park. I was there. They had a good turnout. No vapor rub needed.
I was hoping to make it, but I always got things to do, unfortunately.
Life gets in the way.
Looks like it's going to be a beautiful one, too. In fact,
Michael texted me their plane should be coming in around 2:15 this afternoon.
Not too bad, assuming it's on time and everything. We're at the start of the rush hour, I guess, so shouldn't be too bad. By the way, those steps, when they repaired those steps, they did color it to match. I believe it matches the original.
Yeah, I was talking to Mom last night. She said he covered it, he colored it. So next time I'm over there, I'll take a look.
I think they fixed the two broken steps and did something in the front. I wasn't aware there was anything wrong in the front, but I understand it's all taken care of.
Yeah, I think one of the steps in the front was cracked. No way was it as bad as the ones in the back. Like I said, next time I go over there, I'll take a look. We'll probably see tomorrow night.
I'm still planning on coming in tomorrow night to see if I can get rid of, take care of that other situation. KD2CWZWB2CMF.
Alright, just let me know. I'll be around. I gotta take them tomorrow or some. I don't know how he's even. He's gotta get back to Newark to pick up the car and then drive home from there. I don't know if he's gonna take the Long Island Railroad into Penn Station or the F train. I'm sure he'll let me know.
Wait. Get the railroad's the easiest way. Okay, I'm just going to step in and get my coffee. Maybe I'll talk to you when I come out. If not, I'll talk to you later. KD2CWZWB2CMF.
Okay, Pat, I'll be on the side. In fact, I'll walk the count good, too. WB2CMF. KD2CWZ.
Good morning, and here on the Seaford Oyster Bay. A lot of traffic this morning coming from Nassau County to Suffolk.
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. Louie, I didn't hear you. My apologies. I had the volume down kind of low, and I was listening to WFAN just catch up on some sports, but it was, let's just put it as the Kia was, the repeater was keying. We'll leave it at that. But anyway, beautiful morning here. Cross Island is actually moving along at a blistering pace of 28 miles an hour at Union Turnpike. Usually I'm doing about 3 here, so this is pretty good.
All right, well, so better than 3, that's for sure. I'm just going to take the 51. And we're moving. I was a little concerned because there was some reports of some accidents earlier and some backups, but and I was on Northern to back the coast, and Northern was really backed up within about a mile east of Sag. So I don't know. I'm coming up to a little slowdown now, so we'll see. I might hit these backups. Apparently there's some residual backups from the accidents. I think they had 2 lane closed earlier this morning. I don't know if it was around exit 40, somewhere around there. Something happened, but yeah, we slowed down here at Deer Park Avenue. So, all right, whatever. 6 more weeks of this nonsense. It's like the groundhog saw his shadow, so I have 6 more weeks of work. Steve?
All right, Lou. And, well, 6 weeks is not too bad. But, I can't believe how heavy it is today. I thought it would be dead. I'll tell you, the pollen is really out yesterday and today. Gorgeous days, but heavy duty on the pollen count. Never really affects me like this, but yesterday was pretty bad.
Yeah, I'm okay now. It was pretty bad last week when we had the storms coming down from New England. I'd read somewhere that most of the pollen that settles on our cars and stuff, that travels from upwards of 700 miles away. So a lot of the pollen we see settled out comes from Ohio or the Carolinas. Then last week it was coming from the south. It was, they said the predominant winds were blowing down from the northeast, so we were getting stuff out of, I guess, Maine and